Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel, speaking to you from Jerusalem, from the city of Jerusalem, the capital of the state of Israel, the land of Israel, the holy land of Israel, the land that was promised to the children of Israel. And in our time, the Jewish people are returning, and they are rebuilding the land, and they are resettling the land as God commanded them to do so. They are obeying the commandment of God Almighty in the Bible. And they should be helped to do what they are doing, because they are doing it for the sake of all of Israel, for the sake of all the world. What is good for them is good for all of the peoples of the world. This is what the Bible says. The Bible wants the children of Israel, wants the Jewish people to return to their land. He wants them to build it up, and he wants them to settle wherever they can within the Holy Land, within the land of Judah and Samaria, and in Jerusalem. The Jerusalem is a Jewish city. Jerusalem has to be built up by Jews. And this is what the Almighty God wants. And this is what we do, what our organization, Brit Am, the Ten Tribes movement, we are in favor of Jewish settlement in the land of Israel. We believe in it. We work for it. We are dedicated to it, and we do this because this is what God Almighty has commanded us to do, has commanded all God-fearers, all those who believe in the Bible, who believe in God Almighty, should help the Jewish people to settle the land of Israel, to live within it, and to be strengthened through it, and to strengthen the world through their actions. And if a certain American president, whether he's a legitimate president or not, such as President Obama, who may or may not be a legitimate president, he may be a super, a phony, an illegal occupant of his post. Whatever the case is, he has now instituted a series of policies against the children of Israel, against the Jewish presence in the land of Israel, against the will of the Almighty God of Israel. And this is a bad situation. Could potentially bring about disaster, God forbid, to certain people, to people involved with this. And we do not want this to happen, and we do not want bad blood or bad feelings to exist between the state of Israel and the state and the USA, because the USA also represents a good portion of the ancient Israelites. The USA is in effect a representative of the House of Joseph. The House of Joseph meaning the 10 tribes of Israel. Originally there were 12 tribes of Israel. 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel split into two separate kingdoms, as we are told in the Bible. Look it up, 1 Kings chapter 12, as it tells us there. What happened as the two houses of Israel split into two different sections, and after several hundred years, the northern section that comprised the majority of the tribes of Israel was taken away by the Assyrians. They lost knowledge of their identity, and they became the Lost Ten Tribes. We have proven our organization, Brit Am. Look it up for more details on our website, www.britam.org, BRITAM.org, BritAm.org. Has proven that the Lost Ten Tribes are in the USA, they are in North America, in related nations, and they have an obligation. A part of their obligation includes to elevate the peoples of the world, to civilize the peoples of the world, to do justice and good themselves, and also to help the Jewish people resettle the land of Israel in our time. That is their task. And by not doing this, by instead of helping the Jewish people to resettle the land and develop the land as they should, the USA under President Obama is now interfering with the children of Israel. It's now interfering with the Jews in the land of Israel. This is a bad situation, and we protest and we beg those of our listeners who are concerned with the matter, or some influence, or could do something, or ordinary people realize that this is not good for the USA, it is not good for the world, it is not good for the state of Israel that President Obama is going against the state of Israel. At all events, our organization, the Brit Am, the Ten Tribes Movement, www.britam.org, works towards proving who the Lost Ten Tribes are, works towards researching where they are, bringing the results, the fruit of our researches to the recognition, to the realization of the peoples who are concerned, and also works towards a reconciliation between the Lost Ten Tribes and the Jewish people. And as part of that, we also engage in biblical studies and researches, and we are now studying the book of Psalms, and we've reached Psalms number 138. This is a psalm of David, and it begins 138 verse 1. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto you. It says, before the gods will I sing praise unto you. The gods in Hebrew, and here, in this sentence, the word translated as gods is Elohim. Elohim, it can mean God, God Almighty. Elohim in Hebrew, in the Hebrew Bible, sometimes can refer to God Himself. It depends on the context. It depends how it is applied. It's also a plural noun. A plural noun that sometimes can apply to a singular. We have similar cases to this elsewhere in the Bible. The applications of single and plural are not exactly the same as they are in English. In some cases, a plural word can be used in a singular sense. In this case, it is used in a plural sense. A plural word used in a plural sense. It can also mean a mighty man. Elohim can mean mighty men. It can mean judges. As we find elsewhere in the book of in the story of Noah, it says the children of sons of Elohim. Meaning the sons of mighty people. Also it can mean judges, it can mean powerful people, or it can mean the false idols, gods that the pagans worshipped. The Perush Dat Mikra by Amos Chacham on this book of Psalms that we also frequently refer to or follow or look up when we are studying the subject, says that in this case it is referring to the gods or the entities that the pagan kings worship. In other words, despite whatever the powers and influences they claim exist, we will worship and we will obey the God of Israel, and that is our duty. And it goes on, 138 verse 2, I will worship toward your holy temple, praise your name for your loving kindness and for your truth, for that you have magnified your word above all your name. Even though the temple is in ruins, the temple mount is in ruins, it is in ruination. There is nothing there. And now they put mosques on it, and Arabs work do what they like there, dig it up, and act as if they own it. They don't let Jews go up there, or at least they do let Jews, whenever they go up, they have to be accompanied by a policeman and not allowed to pray there, and so on. And whereas, in effect, it is the Arabs who should not be allowed to go up there. So, but this is the case, this is the reality. God willing, the reality will change. At the moment, the temple is in ruins. Even though the temple is in ruins, we should pray in the direction of the temple and direct our hearts to it, and God willing, the temple will be restored, everything will be restored, and together with the restoration of the temple, the 10 tribes will know who they are, they will be told who they are, there will no longer be any doubts as to who they are, and they shall begin their return to the land of Israel, or at least a significant proportion of them will begin to return to this area, and once again they will resettle it and colonize it, and they will heal the land and be healed themselves. As prophesied in the Bible, as explained in our ongoing studies of the Bible, go to our website, www.britam.org, BRITAM.org, and you will find more information on these and related matters. Information that is of the utmost importance to yourself and to everyone around you. And we are now in Psalms 138 verse 3. In the day when I cried, you answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. The word translated as you strengthened me or strengthened me is tahivani, from the root rahav, which according to its context can connote conceit, pride. Here it means confidence, self-respect, and this is what happens. This is an experience we often have. You can be alone and pray to God. God answers us and He gives us belief in ourselves. And often the first step towards a recovery, towards overcoming obstacles, it happens that each and every one of us, we go through crises. Sometimes we face disasters or failures. Horrible failures, horrible, all kinds of things happen to people in their lifetimes. And they happen to everyone, and some people happen more than they do to others. Some people get hit, they get hit seriously, badly, and they think that's the end of it, nothing will ever be the same again. But it doesn't matter, you pray to God and ask God to help you, and if you do this, the Almighty God will give you a feeling in your heart, a feeling of self-confidence, of certainty. And this is already the beginning. This is enough. This is the first step. This just change your psychological attitude. It's half the battle. You're already there. You've already won. You're already back on track. Even stronger than before. All it needs is a switch. The switch in attitude. And this switch can be obtained, and can be obtained in the most efficiently and most in the most efficacious manner, in the quickest possible sense, through praying to the God, to praying to the God Almighty, to praying with the Psalms, to asking God to help us, and He answers us. And you probably know this better than I do. You've probably experienced this yourself. If you have not, try it, because it will prove itself. Pray to God. Pray to the God of Israel, and He will hear you and help you and save you and direct you. As it continues, 138 verse 4, all the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. That when they come to understand the divine plan behind all things, they will acknowledge the truth of the God of Israel. Goes on, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. They shall sing, they shall acknowledge the divine providence, the creation, that God is the creator of all things, the God that designed all things, God knows all things. As we have shown and pointed out in the different in our study of the Psalms, and also in our next study, Psalm 139, he talks too about on this matter. He talks of how God knows our body and our psychology and our physiology and everything that affects us, and everything that comes together in our psyche, in our mind, to cause us to think in certain ways. God is aware of this, and if we turn to Him and pray to Him, He will help us, that all of the influences upon us will be positive ones, whether we are aware of it or not, and they will enable us to overcome all our obstacles and to become, to go forward as winners, as victorious, with the necessary humility to realize that without the God of Israel, we are not worth very much, if anything at all. Goes on, 138 verse 7. Verse 6, though the Lord be high, it hath the respect unto the lowly, but the proud He knoweth not. And in verse 7, it says, 138 verse 7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. Shall stretch forth your hand against the wrath of mine enemies. And the right hand shall save me. You will save me from those who want to harm me. And a lot of us have enemies, or they have people who want to harm us, even if we've never met them before, never actually done anything to them before. It happens that you come to a certain place and people take a dislike to you because of the color of your skin, or the shape of your nose, or just because you remind them of something, or because you are a man, or because you are a woman, because you are straight and not homosexual, because you are God-fearing. Whatever the cause, people sometimes take a dislike to us, and they become our enemies. And we should know that if we pray to God and believe in God Almighty, our enemies will not harm us. They will not have the ability to harm us, and we should be aware of this. And try and be aware of the presence of the Almighty as much as possible, because He will help us. So it says, 138 verse 7, though walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. And even if I fall down, if I do encounter obstacles, and I do let myself be overcome, God will revive us. He will stretch forth His hand against the wrath of our enemies, and His right hand shall save us. As it says, 138 verse 8, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. So as we said, God will so arrange it that everything that about us, everything that is bearing upon us, will come through for us, will work towards our own good. That is what this prophecy is saying. Believe in God, pray to God, and everything that will affect us somehow or other will come out to our benefit. And this is maybe a minor thing, but it's an important point to remember. It can help us at crucial moments, this knowledge that we pray to God and God will help us, and God will cause everything to work on our side. This is a secret weapon that we should keep with us and know that it is true. And it's something that God Almighty has revealed to us in this psalm, Psalm 138, verse 7 and 8. So that is what we have studied, that this is a psalm, this is Psalm 138, and this is Yair Davidi saying thank you from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting, Israel.